After a landmark survey showing high rates of sexual harassment and assault on university campuses, a new report suggests ways of dealing with the problem. The report recommends university policies against sexual misconduct be made more accessible and easier to understand, and be treated separately to other rules and guidelines. On Safe Ground was put together by the Human Rights Centre at the University of New South Wales. Author Professor Andrea Durbach says a study of their own university's policies showed students who had been assaulted or harassed found it difficult to understand how to make a complaint.
The responses are pretty consistent across the board, namely that university policies either do not give this issue of sexual assault and sexual harassment the standalone prominence that it requires. Many of the policies that deal with this, with sexual assault or harassment up to now at any rate, have been embedded in general student misconduct policies. So there's no kind of focus on this particular conduct in its own right. I suppose the other point about the policies is that because they're embedded in overall misconduct policies, they're very difficult to access. There was a consistent complaint of lack of transparency, lack of accessibility. And then once you did find them, trying to navigate how to actually make a complaint was also fairly difficult. So I think they lacked definition about the conduct that was prescribed. And one of our big recommendations is that there needs to be standalone policies dealing with sexual assault and harassment that expressly prohibit the prescribed conduct, not in general terms, but in very specific terms, but also define the conduct that is being prescribed. So many of the students that responded to the survey said that they didn't report the conduct because they weren't sure whether what had happened to them actually corresponded with any unlawful or irregular conduct.
Professor Durbach says there are a range of reasons why students might not speak out.
I think one of the most alarming statistics that came out of the Human Rights Commission survey was that 87% of students who had been sexually assaulted and 94% of students who had been sexually harassed did not make a formal report or complaint to their university. And then when you look at why they didn't make a formal complaint, many of them will say because they didn't think they would be believed, they didn't think that they would be treated confidentially, and they didn't think, as we've said before, that the conduct was serious enough for them to warrant a response. And what those responses suggest to me is two things. One is that there's a lack of trust in their institutions to follow up on these reports and to take them seriously and to act on them and to hold perpetrators to account. But secondly, and probably more worrying, is that when students say, I'm not sure that the conduct warrant me reporting it, suggests that there's a normalization of this conduct, which is so damaging and so harming that students themselves might see themselves to blame. Often where there's alcohol involved, they'll say, well, maybe it was my fault.
Professor Durbach says it's not enough for universities to clearly prohibit sexual harassment and assault. She says cultural problems need to be addressed before change can happen.
These policies, we're saying, have to be standalone policies, but they also have to be embedded in a policy that actually seek to challenge and counter and rectify discrimination, exclusivity, notions of entitlement while we're trying to address the actual act of sexual harassment through our policies and disciplinary hearings and sanctions.
And that was Professor Andrea Durbach from the University of New South Wales Human Rights Centre ending that story.